Yeah, I just mocked up and printed out some bolt holders to hold the toilet seat down last night. They turned out pretty good. And for some reason, though, today the printer's acting up. It's like I wanted to print those spacers. Each one should take an hour. And I go down there, and it's printing so slow, and it says it'll take 11 hours to complete. And it's only 5 millimeters thick. And I haven't touched my computer for like 2 weeks. I come back and I load up to make those things yesterday. It only take an hour, and the printer started to act funny, and it didn't do the wipe motion. It tried to go straight to print, and because it didn't purge or anything, it couldn't print. And for some reason, the start G code was missing. It's like somehow it just decided to vanish. Luckily, I had a backup copy saved in a text file. Like, that was the weirdest thing. And that was on Kira. And I had a bamboo slicer as well. And that was acting funny too, but I didn't bother digging in to find
K-A-B-A-C.
It.
Repeater Saginaw.
There's a new version available anyhow.
What printer do you have?
I've got my cousin's Ender 3. He changed the processing board, the print head on it, and it's basically an Ender 3 Pro. Similar to the V3 model, except it only has the one screw instead of dual vertical screws. And yeah, I think that's all he did to it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, since mine's an enclosed printer. It keeps all the heat in, so I think that that helps. Other thing Rick was saying about the PETG sticking to the build plate too much, I had problems with that, so I had bought, just reading some information in that, so I purchased some glue stick for it, and I'm using the Bamboo Lab filament. It's just it's the same price within a dollar of basically anything else out there. And the nice thing about that, if you use their filament in the printer, they have an RFID tag on it. So once you put it in the AMS, it reads the tag and sets the printer to the proper settings for the heat bed and for the nozzle. To heat that up, so everything's done automatically. You don't have to put any information in. So that it's supposed to help, I guess, at least the enclosed printer. I didn't have any problems. I took the three things that I printed, and one was about a 5 hour, one was a 6 hour, and one was just about an hour and a half print. And all of them popped right off the board. I didn't have any problems with them. I cleaned the board before each one, just wiped it down, and I didn't have any problems with it sticking or not sticking afterwards.
You're using a glass bed?
No, it's a textured PIE bed.
I like glass beds. And if you just use a glass one, clean it up real good before you use it. Get all stuff off. And if you have troubles with the glass sticking, I took a 1,000 grit diamond plate and filed it down a little bit. Added, you know, basically giving it some really fine micro scratches. Cleaned it off with alcohol. And my goodness, that PETG sticks to that glass bed every time. No glue sticks, no nothing needed. And All you got to do to get your print off is just let it cool down to 60 degrees Celsius or less, and it just pops right off.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I didn't use the glue stick. I bought some. I bought the stick plus their liquid just in case, but I said, I'm going to see what happens. I printed a small print just to see if it would stick okay, and it no problem. And the first layer came out perfect. I do have that's a reversible plate that's on there that came with the printer. It's the same textured on both sides, and then I bought another one from another company that was a texture on one side and carbon fiber look on the other side. So I'm going to have to try. I haven't used that one. I'm going to have to put that on there and see. I'll try it with PLA first just to see how it does. And then I'll try it with some of the PETG to see how it does with that plate. So there's no texture to it. It's smooth, just has that diamond fiber look. So we'll see what happens.